This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the final week of late spring. After apple petals all have fallen, late spring enters its glory, keeping the promises of March and April. Iris bloom quickly spreads across the country and mock orange flowers squeeze out into the warmest afternoons, 4 or 5 days after the iris, about a week in advance of the peonies. Then when azaleas lose their petals, daisies and the first clematis open all the way, the first strawberry ripens, and the first swallowtail butterflies visit the Star of Bethlehem and the bleeding hearts, and the last quince flowers fall and the lilacs decay. The yellow heads of meadow goat's beard appear along the roadsides next to the sweet clover foliage spreading out for June. The pink and violet of sweet rockets replace the purple wild phlox in the woods and pastures. All of the buttercups blossom. Horseradish and comfrey are budding. The shy lesser stitchwort blooms in the alleys. Late spring's locust flowers now open as the high canopy slowly closes in. Rich-scented four-petaled flowers of the silver olive open. Tall meadow rue is unfolding knee-high, pacing the angelica. Golden ragwort, pale violet Jacob's ladder, columbine, and the wild geraniums are still in flower. Multiflora roses and wild raspberries are budding. Deep red ginger has replaced the toad trillium close to the ground around the fingers of white sedum. Cedar waxwings migrate up the rivers as the last buckeye flowers fall. Half the goslings are bigger than your shoes, and when the first firefly glows in the lawn, flea beetles come feeding in the vegetable garden. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of early summer. In the meantime, listen for spring crickets in the field. A sure promise of June.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.